Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to hold bilateral talks with President Duma Boko of Botswana in Gaborone today. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar meets counterparts of G7 foreign ministers on sidelines of G7 meeting in Ontario, Canada. India and Sri Lanka extend framework for implementing high-impact community development projects. Russia bans entry of 30 Japanese nationals, including foreign ministry spokesperson, amid Tokyo's anti-Russian sanctions. And France raises concern over US military actions in Caribbean, citing breaches of international law. President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral talks with President Duma Boko of Botswana in Gaborone today. They will discuss and explore new avenues for enhancing bilateral cooperation in areas such as trade and investment, technology, energy, agriculture, health, pharmaceuticals, defence, and people-to-people ties. Our correspondent covering the visit has the details.
India-Botswana relations are marked by shared democratic values, mutual respect, and close cooperation across multiple sectors. Capacity building has been one of the strongest pillars of this partnership. Almost 750 professionals, students, civil servants, and defense personnel from Botswana have been trained in India in the last 10 years. The trade relations have traditionally been dominated by the diamond and gem sector. India would now look to diversify into other sectors. Botswana's Vision 2036 document also aims to diversify its economy to become a high-income society. This leads to promising opportunities for collaboration in sectors like healthcare, mining, digital banking, medical tourism, among others. India has also been engaging with Botswana for Project Cheetah. During President's visit, select cheetahs to be sent to India will be released into a quarantine facility, marking Botswana's symbolic donation of cheetahs to India. Manish Shiva, Akashwani News, Botswana.
President Draupadi Murmu will also address parliamentarians, interact with members of the Indian community, and visit sites of historic significance in Botswana during her visit. Several dignitaries from Botswana will also call on her. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met his counterparts today on the sidelines of G7 foreign ministers' meeting in Ontario, Canada. He congratulated Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand on hosting the event and appreciated the progress in implementation of the new Roadmap 2025. He added that India is looking forward to further rebuilding this bilateral partnership. Dr. Jayashankar also met Foreign Minister of Mexico, Dr. Juan Ramon de la Fuente, and discussed further advancing their cooperation across business, trade, health and pharmaceuticals, as well as science and technology. During his meeting with French External Affairs Minister Jean-Noël Barrot, both leaders took stock of their strategic partnership and discussed deepening their cooperation in multilateral and plurilateral formats. Meeting UK Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper on the sidelines, Dr. Jayashankar acknowledged the positive momentum of their relations and reaffirmed the India-UK Vision 2035 for further deepening cooperation across key areas. India and Sri Lanka have agreed to extend the framework for implementing high-impact community development projects, HICDPs, in Sri Lanka through Indian grant assistance for another 5 years. The Memorandum of Understanding was signed in Colombo by High Commissioner of India to Sri Lanka, Santosh Jha, and Secretary, Ministry of Finance, Planning and Economic Development, Dr. Harshana Surya Perumma. The HICDP framework supports small but high-impact projects aligned with Sri Lanka's development priorities, with each project capped at 600 million Sri Lankan rupees LKR and the total portfolio limited to 10 billion LKR. Since its inception in 2005, more than 50 projects have been completed. Currently, 21 projects worth over 7 billion LKR are under implementation. In Iraq, counting of votes is underway for 329 parliamentary seats. The Iraqi Electoral Commission said that the turnout was 55% of the country's 21 million registered voters. A total of 7,743 candidates contested the elections yesterday, including 2,247 women. Prime Minister Mohammad Shia Al-Sudani is seeking a second term. Under the law, 25% of seats are reserved for women, while 9 are allocated for religious minorities. In an electoral system that many believe favours larger parties, just 75 independent candidates are standing. It is the sixth election held in the now relatively stable country since the US-led invasion toppled long-time ruler Saddam Hussein in 2003. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Russia has banned the entry of 30 Japanese nationals, including a foreign ministry spokesperson, in response to Tokyo's alleged anti-Russian sanctions. They were banned yesterday in response to sanctions introduced by Tokyo as part of moves to denounce Moscow's actions in the war with Ukraine. The Russian Foreign Ministry issued a list of affected Japanese nationals, which included several journalists and academics. It described the prohibition as indefinite. The Japanese government in September placed sanctions on Russian companies, individuals, and several other entities. Japan also lowered its cap on Russian seaborne crude, following similar moves from Western countries. France has voiced concern over US military actions in the Caribbean, citing breaches of international law. French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot, speaking at the G7 Foreign Minister Summit in Canada yesterday, expressed concern over military operations in the Caribbean. He noted that the US actions breach international law and affect a region where France maintains overseas territories. Recently, the US military has carried out over 19 strikes so far against suspected drug vessels in the Caribbean and off the Pacific coasts of Latin America, killing at least 76 people. US officials said yesterday that the aircraft carrier, the Gerald Ford, had moved into the Caribbean region. Colombian President Gustavo Petro ordered his nation's security forces to stop sharing intelligence with the United States until the US stops its strikes on the suspected drug traffickers in the Caribbean. In a social media post, Petro yesterday wrote that Colombia's military must immediately end communications and other agreements with the US security agencies until the US ceases its attacks on speedboats suspected of carrying drugs that critics have likened to extrajudicial executions. The number of confirmed deaths from Hurricane Melissa in Jamaica rose to 45, with 15 other people missing, authorities said yesterday. The death toll is expected to rise, with officials still trying to reach two towns that remain cut off since the catastrophic Category 5 storm made landfall in western Jamaica on the 28th of last month. Olympian Aishwari Pratap Singh Tomar won his first ever individual world championship medal by settling for silver in the men's 50-meter rifle three-position final in Cairo. Newly crowned air pistol world champion Samrat Rana and defending champion Isha Singh also ended with a silver medal in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team competition after they went down 10-16 in the gold medal match to China's Kai Hu and Qin Shun. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. President Draupadi Murmu to hold bilateral talks with President Duma Boko of Botswana in Gaborone today. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar meets counterparts of G7 foreign ministers on sidelines of G7 meeting in Ontario, Canada. India and Sri Lanka extend framework for implementing high-impact community development projects. Russia bans entry of 30 Japanese nationals, including foreign ministry spokesperson, amid Tokyo's anti-Russian sanctions. And France raises concern over US military actions in Caribbean, citing breaches of international law. And that is the end of this news bulletin.